Title: Workflow for Dub Siren with Crisp Transients and Dusty Mids in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper jungle dub siren in Ableton Live 12. Not the glossy EDM one. Not a random sci-fi riser. I mean that classic call out that cuts through a rinsed amen, sits above the sub, and feels like it's coming from a battered sound system in 94. The goal is simple. Crisp transients on the front so it pings through the break, dusty mids in the body so it feels sampled and gritty, and a macro and automation workflow so you can write phrases like it's an instrument. This is intermediate, so I'm going to assume you know your way around racks, chains, and mapping macros. But I'll coach you through the decisions that actually make it work in a mix. Step 1. The siren core. Make a new MIDI track and drop operator on it. For the algorithm, keep it simple. Start with a single oscillator, A only. You can add a little FM later if you want extra edge, but the best workflow is clean first, dirt second. Set oscillator A to a sine or triangle. Sine is the purest. Triangle gives a tiny bit more harmonic content and takes distortion nicely. Now set your amp envelope so the siren behaves like a playable callout, not a pad. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 300 to 800 milliseconds. Keep sustain low or even at 0 if you want it mostly plucky. Release around 120 to 250 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks when notes end. Here's the coaching note. Treat this siren like a featured vocal. You want readable events that don't smear across the snare peaks. If it's getting masked, don't just crank volume. Shorten the body. Make the first 30 to 80 milliseconds speak. Next, we make it do the whoop. In operator, enable pitch envelope. Set the amount to about plus 12 semitones to start. 1 octave. Attack at 0. Decay around 200 to 600 milliseconds depending on tempo and how dramatic you want it. That's your falling motion. Then add vibrato. Go to operator's LFO. Set the rate around 5 to 8 hertz. That's the classic vibrato zone that reads siren, not wobble bass. Keep the amount small at first. You can start around 3 to 10, depending on taste. Set the destination to pitch. Don't overdo it yet. We're going to macro this so you can perform it per phrase. Now, the big trick for jungle. Crisp transients. Sirens disappear behind breaks because breaks are basically non-stop mid-range and attack. So we're going to layer an attack click that's separate from the dirty body. Group operator into an instrument rack. Then inside the rack, create a second chain and call it transient. On the transient chain, add simpler. Load a super short transient sample. This can be a vinyl click, a tiny rimshot tick, a short noise burst, anything with a fast front edge. Set simpler to one shot. Turn the volume down. You're not adding a new drum hit, you're adding a consonant to the siren. High pass it around 1 to 3 kHz so it's all snap and no wait. Then shorten the amp envelope. Decay maybe 20 to 80 milliseconds. This should be gone almost immediately. Now add drum bus on the transient chain only. Drive around 5 to 15%. Set boom off. Do not fight the sub. And push the transient control somewhere like plus 10 up to plus 35. This is your cut-through control. Another coach note. If you widen the siren later, keep this transient chain mono. Put utility on the transient chain and set width to 0%. That way the snap doesn't smear when sum to mono, and it keeps the siren readable on clubs and crappy systems. Cool! Now we've got a clean siren body and a sharp attack. Time to make the body dusty and mid-forward without ruining the transient. Go back to the siren chain, the operator chain. First add EQ8 before any dirt. High pass somewhere between 80 and 150 Hz. In DNB, this is basically non-negotiable. The sub needs that space. If you already hear harshness, you can preemptively dip a bit around 2 to 4K, but keep it gentle. And if you want that megaphone, PI horn vibe, a small bump around 500 to 1.2K can do it. Then add saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. And this is important. Match levels. Trim the output so bypass and engaged feel roughly equal loudness, otherwise you'll always think louder is better and you'll oversaturate. Next, add roar. In Live 12, roar is perfect for this because you can get controlled grime that still feels musical. Start with a warmer style, tape or tubish. Then add drive until you hear texture. The target is dusty character, not fuzz guitar. Use roar's tone controls to keep the top end from getting glossy. Old school sirens aren't shiny, they're a bit blunt. Then choose one. Redux or erosion. If you want sampler grain, use redux. Keep it subtle. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits as a vibe, and downsample just a little until it gets grainy, but not crunchy. If you want dust in the air, use erosion. Noise mode, frequency around 2 to 6K, and amount very low, like, you should miss it when it's gone. Not immediately hear oh that's noise. If you find your dirt stage is changing loudness too much as you tweak, fix it now with gain staging. Put a utility after the dirt stage, and later we'll map it to a trim macro. You can even invert map it slightly so as you increase dirt, the level gently comes down. That's how you keep the siren stable in a full mix. Optional but powerful. If you want more of a PA horn illusion, put a resonator before distortion. One strong mode around 600 to 1.2k, mixed low, like 10 to 25%. Then hit the saturator and roar. It creates that throat that reads hardware instead of soft synth. Now we add space, but we do it the jungle way, mostly dry with occasional throws. Put your delay and reverb after the rack, so both chains feed it together. Add echo. Set time to 1/8 or dotted 1/8 for that bounce. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it, high pass 250 to 600, low pass 4 to 8K. We want vintage, not bright modern repeats. Add a touch of modulation for wobble, but keep it subtle. Then add reverb. Keep it short and dark. Decay maybe 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays crisp up front. High cut 4 to 7K. Here's the automation mindset. We're not bathing this in effects. We're going to throw the delay and reverb like a dub mixer for one moment, then pull it back. Now build your macros. Open the rack macro panel and map the performance controls. Map whoop to pitch envelope amount. Map whoop time to pitch envelope decay. Map vibrato to operator LFO amount. Map dirt to roar drive or saturator drive, whichever feels more controllable. Map dust to redux downsample or erosion amount. Map transient to drum bus transient on the transient chain. Map throw to echo dry slash wet. And map space to reverb dry slash wet. Set ranges. This is where intermediate producers level up. Don't give yourself a macro that goes from nice to completely unusable. Dirt should go mild to medium. Transient should go from 0 to around plus 30, because beyond that it can get clicky and annoying. Throw and space should be easy to spike quickly, but also easy to return to nearly dry. Now we get into the main category of this lesson, automation workflow in a jungle arrangement. Start by making a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip with a single sustained note in a useful range, like G3 to C4. Then instead of constantly modulating everything, think in gestures. One ramp, one stab, one throw. In jungle, the chaos is in the drums. Your siren should be intentional. A solid rule is 1 to 2 macro lanes per phrase, max. For example, in one phrase you automate whoop and throw. Next phrase you automate vibrato and dirt. Keep rotating which lane is active, and it will feel performed instead of wiggly. For clip automation or arrangement automation, shape whoop amount with a ramp up and a snap down. Shape whoop time so busy sections get shorter falls, and breakdowns get longer falls. For throw, do fast spikes, like a send throw. Put the throw right at the end of a phrase, often the last eighth note, so it trails into the next bar, while the dry sound gets out of the way. Try a simple 2-bar pattern. Bar 1. Short whoops. Tight and rhythmic. Bar 2. One longer whoop, and on the very end, a delay throw that leads into the next section. That call and response feels instantly jungle. Arrangement placements that always work. In the last two beats before a drop, automate throw up and space up, then hard cut them on the drop so the drums hit clean. On drop bar 9 or 17, do a single siren stab with high transient to announce energy. And every 16 bars, do one signature long whoop, maybe dirtier, like a callback that listeners start to expect. Use Live 12 automation shaping. Curved ramps on pitch-related macros feel more analog, more like voltage or tape speed changing. For throw spikes, keep it sharp, but avoid tiny step clicks. If you hear zipper noise, use curves in arrangement, and avoid super dense automation points and clips. Another workaround is to automate something smoother, like a gentle filter movement, instead of slamming volume. Quick mix placement so it doesn't wreck your track. Add a final EQ 8 after everything on the rack output. High pass again around 120 to 200 Hz. If it fights your snare, try a small dip around 2 to 3K, or sometimes around 180 to 240 depending on the siren note and the snare body. If it's too dull, a tiny shelf at 6 to 9K, but keep it subtle because old school isn't super glossy. Optional but really musical, sidechain it slightly from the snare or break bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Fast attack, medium release, and just 1 to 3 dB of ducking. The siren will breathe with a groove instead of sitting on top of it. Now a couple advanced variations if you want to push it. You can make a two-tone siren inside one rack. Duplicate the operator chain so you have siren A and siren B. Tune B up 7 semitones or 12, then map the chain selector to a macro called mode, and automate mode per hit, on off beats, B as the response. Instant sound system operator vibe without adding U tracks. If you want dub feedback grabs but safe, put echo on a return track instead of inline. Send the siren to it. Automate the return feedback for one momentary grab, and put a limiter after echo so it never runs away. And for that sample era authenticity, print it. Once you have a phrase you like, freeze and flatten or resample to audio. Chop it into eighths or quarters. Add tiny fade-ins to control clicks. Repitch a couple chops like an old sampler would. That's the fastest route to this has been in the crate since '94.